Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop. We'll lead into talking to our guy Andy Kalu next. So that's coming up next. But right now, let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution, reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Quickassyst. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. Well, we got some news earlier today that was interesting, especially in division, as the Tennessee Titans were parting ways with a player. That player's name is Jamal Adams. So he was recently placed on the NFI list, the non-football injury list, but now he'll be a free agent. As Adam Schefter let us know that, you know, the Titans and Jamal Adams agreed to a release clause, and immediately, especially because of the ways that Jimmy Ward being injured, and, you know, there's generally kind of it feels like a need for depth in the defensive backfield. People go, hey.
Hell to the long.
What's that, Figgy?
I'm good.
Hell no.
I'm good, man.
I am too. Yeah.
You can make that a clean
sweep. Why the hell was he playing? I mean, what was going on there?
And hasn't played.
Yeah.
He hadn't played much.
Yeah, 20 total snaps this season for the Titans with Jamal Adams. Yeah,
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
He's not the player that he once was. And even that player, again, is one of these guys that is a run stopping safety. Like, he'll come up, he'll tackle, but he is not good in coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, even before, he was not great in coverage, but now he has absolutely kind of lost a step in that way.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like if you are looking for safety, the whole idea is you're looking for someone who has some level of capability of covering. Now, of course, whatever player you want to add to this team, you would very much hope, and I imagine is probably a non-negotiable, that they buy into the swarm and the physicality of the defense that D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke instill, but... Yeah, you're going to need to cover, I think, especially if that's what you're trying to do with a name or what have you. You're trying to make sure that you add to that capability of keeping big plays off the board.
Well, fits what you need. Fits what you need. You know, you just talked about it, kind of a run-stuffing guy. Obviously, I think he's just 29.
29 years of age, but, and I'm talking about him like he is fully loaded.
But he's been beaten up.
He has.
And beaten up himself. And so, like, yes, the Texans should be looking at safeties. But not that kind of safety. You know, you have to be a little more selective on what you're doing. I think they are. I think they also have to look at cornerbacks, but not that one. Yeah, that's where I am. I'm with you, Figgy.
Yeah, and when you talk about kind of cornerbacks, we were talking about the idea of, like, trading for one. Xavien Howard is a guy that has been bandied about as a guy who has not, you know, does not have a job and obviously is from Houston. So maybe that is something that would be interesting to him. Is that something that you are also interested in, that you would be interested in making?
Now, that one I am. Figgy, no?
I don't know what's going on with him.
Well, that's the one remember
when he got released, and we were like, oh, he's going to have a job in a second.
Yeah.
And never got a job. Like, I don't know. I know he had the issues with the girl. I don't know, the baby mama or the girlfriend or the text messages and all that stuff. But I don't know why nobody ain't kicking the tires on him.
Yeah, especially as there's been times where he said that he's open to a pay cut with the contender and all of those things.
He was trying to come to the Houston Texans. Oh, he mentioned that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's been fascinating. But in all these things, I think you put a lot of trust in Nick Caserio's capabilities of sussing out what fits
exactly
best for this team. Yeah, somebody mentioned on the 281, Buda Baker, again, falls in line somewhat with what we're talking about with Jamal Adams, not to the same degree, and you would also then have to have a trade in specific with the Cardinals, but it seems like they're willing to part with him. However, again, he is less coverage guy, more physical tackle guy, which does not feel like it fits with, as you mentioned, the need that you have.
Yeah.
All right, as we continue around the NFL, it seems like the Jacksonville Jaguars will not be moving to London. That has been something that has been speculated a ton about, because they are they seem to be London's team. If
they're still
team
there
in London, they, as we speak, that is a great point.
They're still there,
they
right
getting,
now.
Gearing up to face off against the Patriots.
They've
this
been there
weekend.
2 weeks, man.
That's right.
It's a holiday.
They are the ones that are most likely to be out there if there is a team
out there
in London.
Backpacking.
That's right.
Just staying at hostels.
That's right. For 2 weeks.
Staying in London for 2 weeks. Yeah. That's a long time, man.
And but it seems like they'll continue doing that. but they will remain in Jacksonville because just this week, the the NFL voted unanimously and in favor of $1.4 billion renovation to Everbank Stadium, which obviously is their home there in Jacksonville. That'll begin construction in 2025, and the stadium will open in 2028. They'll play there, but they will play with a like reduced capacity in the times that they are there until they get it done. And that, of course, that's to kind of add like a, I guess cantilevers. What's the word? Canopies, rather.
Oh yeah.
Over certain sections of the field, or not of the field, but of the stands, and then obviously expand capacity for, you know, the Florida Georgia game that gets played there every year. Those types of things. But yes, it will expand to over 71,000 seats out there, and of course that will then keep them there for significantly longer, because if you make those kind of investments in a stadium, it'd be hard to press to then just up and leave and move to a different place. London.
I guess,
don't think so?
Color me skeptical for two reasons. Number one, when is the NFL ever going to have an agreement between a team and a city and say, nah, we're good? Of course they're going to approve it. Absolutely, they're going to approve.
Okay,
you know they're not going to say we don't want you to do that, because then it's a dead giveaway and they're absolutely gone.
Well, what about the financials of it?
The financials of it is where it gets interesting. But do you really feel like you know, all the headlines say Jacksonville is here to stay? Are you willing to bet on that Jacksonville is here to stay?
Look, if it was just hey,
the Jaguars, I should say,
right?
Yeah.
If it was just. Hey, an owner is willing to stay in a place because they love that place so much. No, yeah. I don't fall for that BS. We've seen how that goes.
Yeah.
When it is, will an owner part with his heart or with his money? That is where I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll believe it, because the Jacksonville taxpayers will front $775 million, but the remaining $625 million will be paid by Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, and he is liable for anything that goes over budget.
Yeah.
And if you know anything that has to deal
with
big...
It's going to go over budget.
Big contracts...
Presuming they pay their employees.
Yeah, well, only God knows there. Lopez, you going to be working out there? Is that what's happening?
Hell no. Yeah, get a bunch of John Lopez's. You're gonna make off like a bandit.
Exactly.
But yeah, he would have to pay anything over the top of that. So yeah, I imagine that he's going to be paying a cool $700 million that I imagine he's not going to want to just part with very quickly.
But then the other part of this is I kind of just don't get it. You know, they've had their eye on London for, what, two decades? At least 15 years?
Yeah, the NFL?
Yeah.
I do wonder if, like, in doing this, we all just like, oh, they're going to move a team to London. If in doing this the way that they've done it and tried to expand it out a little bit, they've realized that, hey, some of the hurdles that you imagined that maybe you could figure out are a lot more difficult to clear when it comes to travel. And I mean, yeah, you think, I feel like if you were going to do a Europe subset of teams, it would need to be just that. It would need to be like a division in Europe that you can then have to ease some of travel situations, because having this international travel consistently.
But who's going to do that? No current teams.
Exactly. And I think that's the issue. You're giving up markets that you have here already established. And then you are having to do the work of establishing them there. It would be a lot to undertake. So I think that probably halts this from happening just in general.
Yeah, but at the same time, there was news this week, and we haven't talked about it because it doesn't really, you know, it sound appropriate, but it's appropriate to this, is the NFL apparently is in discussions for a television contract exclusive to Europe. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I didn't.
Like they're kicking the tires on a TV contract with just European, networks. Why would they do that if they weren't also saying, by the way, you're going to have a team or two or more, you know, in Europe?
Well, we do that in reverse when it comes to like things like the Premier League, right? When it comes to soccer, there are exclusive U.S. contracts to carry those things here, right? With different broadcasters. And I imagine that's just to continue to grow the game, right? To have
like NBC has.
Yes, NBC has Premier League locally, right, in the United States.
It seems weird. Like, if I want a European network, I'm like, well, okay, this sounds great.
I think that speaks more to just, like, the growth of the game, the ways that they've been able to create some inroads in Europe and in general with this game, and making it more accessible in order to continue to pump that up.
Yeah.
That's where I'd go there. But, yeah, it seems like the Jaguars will remain in Jacksonville, taking whoopings from the Texans for years to come. some other things around the NFL. How interested are you in Thursday night football that's getting going tonight? Sean Payton makes his return to New Orleans as it's... Okay. That's it? Just
interested in that love fest?
Broncos and Saints, baby. Look, you know we're all going to watch. At least most of it or some of it or whatever. But no, this is not a marquee game on really a weekend that has a lot of marquee games. But it is exclusive to Thursday night. So, yeah, we'll watch some. But Sean Payton returning to New Orleans, first of all, he's going to be cheered.
They love that man.
They love him. He won them a Super Bowl. It's not going to be, Payton returning to New Orleans. Nah. It's going to be just, cool and a bad game.
Oh, you're willing to say that it's definitely going to be a bad game?
Yeah, it's going to be a bad game.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Spencer Rattler is again set to go for the Saints.
Olave's not playing,
and we'll see how capable the Broncos are getting after him. But it seemed like once Spencer Rattler was under pressure, it was bad. Yeah. So, yeah, more power to you. Rattler, Bo Nix matchup of rookie quarterbacks on a Thursday night football, short week stuff. That's always fun, isn't it? That'll be a thing to watch. But there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk to our guy, my Nigerian brethren, and a former professional football player, defensive lineman in particular, ND Kalu, as we get ready for Packers and Texans. We'll do that next.